Good afternoon. The program's Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. It is your connection to local performances. And on today's program, I will be talking with David Commande, who's the conductor and music director of the Heartland Festival Orchestra based in Peoria, who are giving their third concert of the fifth season. Tomorrow night at Five Points in Washington, Illinois, and their program called Vienna to Broadway 3, their third such concert, New Year's Greeting, and features a couple of guest vocalists we will certainly talk about on the program. But first up, this is one of the pieces on that concert. And of course, if you're going to have music from Vienna coming just after New Year's, you're going to have music by one of or more of the Strausses, in this case, Joseph Strauss. This is a waltz called Village Swallows. Thank you. Music by Josef Strauss, a waltz called, well, in German anyway, Dorfschwalben aus Österreich, which means more or less the village swallows. And it was performed here by the Vienna Philharmonic on one of their New Year's concerts, conducted by Carlos Kleiber. You can hear that concert, that piece, on a concert tomorrow night by the Heartland Festival Orchestra of Peoria, conducted by David Commande. They're going to be performing their annual New Year's greeting concert, which they call Vienna to Broadway, at Five Points, Washington. The concert starts at 7:30, and music director David Commande is my guest on Live and Local today. Thank you, David, for joining us once again.
I'm happy to do so.
So you're in season 5, which is always a nice milestone.
So it is. We've had 4 wonderful seasons, and the 5th one so far has been rewarding and positive as the first 4.
This is the 3rd concert in the season, then?
Yes. We opened in September. We had another one in late October. And so, yes, this is number three in season five.
And this is also the third of these Vienna to Broadway New Year's greeting concerts, sort of a different take on the New Year's thing. Usually, like at the New Year Vienna concerts, they focus all on Viennese composers of some kind or another, particularly the Strausses and so on. And you've thrown in Broadway into this mix. How did that come about?
Well, it was an evolution. The first season and the second season, we had something far closer to a traditional Viennese New Year's concert. And because I studied not only conducting but also played cello in Vienna, I came to love and have some experience with this light opera and operetta and obviously the waltzes, and came to love them, and so much looked forward to having this kind of concert. So we opened in our first season and proceeded in the second season, and very, you know, with excerpts of Fledermaus and mostly Strauss and his colleagues, the colleagues of the family. But then it occurred to me that as popular as that music was in its day, and as happy as people are to hear a traditional New Year's concert, we've inherited that in a different way, which is to say, American greats took the tradition of light opera and transformed it with influences of jazz, and through the effects of musical theater, the form of the American musical evolved from the light opera and the operettas in Europe. And so I said, why not bring it a little closer to home? And so that's how we first began doing our American take on the New Year's concert.
And is it a return appearance for both of your vocal soloists?
Doug LeBrec is returning. He was with us last year, and I know Doug over several years because I've done many Bravo Broadway performances with him around the country and, in fact, abroad. And he's a wonderful singing actor, as our audience heard last year, and a lot of enthusiasm to hear him again. The soprano is Lisa Vroman, who brings a combination, almost unique combination of Broadway and concert and operetta creds. She's got a gorgeous voice, another wonderful singing actor, and I think she'll bring a special quality to the operetta part of our program.
How do you, just going back to the Viennese music for a moment, given that there are hundreds and hundreds of pieces that one could play, probably just by any one of the Strausses alone, how do you go about deciding what to put on a program?
Well, by not agonizing too much and not letting the wealth of choices somehow freeze me. I do my best, and of course I follow hunches. And so this year, for example, as the audience has just heard, the Village Swallows the Dorfschwalben, this is another one of the masterpieces by Josef Strauss. A few years ago we did the Sphärenklänge Waltz, which is the Music of the Spheres Waltz of Josef Strauss, and people heard then what a superb musician composer Josef, the younger brother, is or was. Anyway, this is another one of his masterpieces, and as everybody just heard, it has this typical, very strongly Austrian sound to it, besides the charm of the bird's appearance inside of the waltz as well. And so paired with that, drawing our first half to a close, is one of the great, great waltzes of Johann Strauss Jr., the waltz king, Tales from the Vienna Woods. And the sound and the quality is so Austrian. It's so evocative of what I experienced while living and studying there, that it was irresistible. So in a way, these two pieces paired together give such a strong flavor of that time, and that's how it came to be there, both on this program.
Is there any sense of trying to combine the Viennese music and the Broadway music thematically?
Well, in this in this program, I finally have a piece, a song, that I've had my eye on. I did it many years ago in New Jersey with the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra. And it's a piece by George Gershwin that's a song that appeared in An American in Paris called By Strauss. And the tune and the lyrics, it's Gershwin. They're very funny. Of course, Gershwin comes up with wonderful tunes, but the lyrics are great. Let me give you a little sample. Away with the music of Broadway. Be off with your Irving Berlin. Oh, I give no quarter to Kern or Cole Porter, and Gershwin keeps pounding on tin. So you know, it goes on, and this is a song for soprano in this case. Go tell the band if they want a hand, the waltz must be Strauss's. And then when I want a melody, lilting through the house, then I want a melody by Strauss. So it's very fun. And it has some literal quotes of Johann Strauss' tunes. And one of the lyrics is, let the Danube flow along, and the Fledermaus. So it's a lot of fun. So we do that, and meanwhile, in the first half, which is our transition half of the program, act of the program, we've got a little Irving Berlin. I Want to Go Back to Michigan, which Doug sings. It's a lot of fun. We have a couple of quotes, excerpts from Lehar's Merry Widow. It's just what I think is always fascinating to revisit every year is how much you can hear that these composers like Gershwin and Irving Berlin were aware of the heritage. They didn't throw the old world's music out the window. They just simply transformed it.
Well, I'd originally intended to play another tune by Gershwin that you also have in the program, which is quite well known. I got Rhythm, which will be sung by both your vocalists in duet. But since you mentioned it, I do happen to have a recording here of Gershwin's By Strauss. And the vocalist here is Maureen McGovern with pianist Andrew Litton, who is also conductor of the Dallas Symphony Orchestra. Here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, my guest David Commande, conductor of the Heartland Festival Orchestra, who will perform this tomorrow night at 7:30 on their New Year's greeting concert at Five Points, Washington.
Away with the music of Broadway. Be off with your Irving Berlin. No, I give no quarter to Kern or Cole Porter, and Gershwin keeps pounding on. How can I be civil when hearing the drivel? It's only for night clubbing sources. Just give me the free and easy waltz, that is the free and easy. And go tell the band if they want a hand, the waltz must be Strauss. Then I want a melody by Strauss. It laughs, it sings, the world is in rhyme, swinging in three-quarter time. Let the Danube flow along, and the Fledermaus keep the wine and give me a song by Strauss. By Joe, by Jing, by Strauss is the thing. So I say to Achacha, Strauss, just give me an opapa, why thank you. biting, my Strauss is the thing. So I say to a cha-cha, don't give me a new papa.
Wow, I had no idea that Maureen McGovern was such a coloratura, singing music by George Gershwin, by Strauss. And the pianist, Andrew Litton, who was also conductor of the Dallas Symphony Orchestra in that recording, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, where we have support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's music heritage at the University of Illinois, now featuring new exhibits entitled On the Road Again, Cruisin' Coast to Coast with America's Music. More information is available at sousaarchives.org. By Strauss will be sung by Lisa Vroman on tomorrow night's concert with the Heartland Festival Orchestra at Five Points, Washington, Illinois. They'll be conducted by their music director, David Commande, who's my guest on the program today. And so we've got some of those connections. And I assume that, it's obvious. I'm looking at the program. You're mixing up orchestral with solos for both Lisa Vroman and Doug LeBrecq, and then duets now and then. It has to be a lot of fun to piece these programs together, I would think. Challenging to do Pops concerts, but because there are so many things to choose from, but great fun.
It is a lot of great fun. It's just a little bit of a nightmare for the librarian. Because on this program, I haven't done the numbers exactly, but if you have something like 20 or 20 more, you know, a little over 20 individual pieces on a program, and each one of them has a separate part for each of the musicians, you've got a lot of... you got a lot going on there for the librarian, as opposed to the typical concert, orchestral concert with three or maybe four works. But it's so much fun putting it together, and it involves a conversation with the soloists, from a distance, and then also pacing, figuring out how both for the audience and also for the singers, how you let things flow and keep everybody fresh, including the performers.
The Heartland Festival Orchestra, I happen to know from previous conversations with you and also with your personnel manager, goes at these concerts with a really kind of a short rehearsal schedule.
That's right.
Usually would do, what, just a couple rehearsals and then go?
That's right.
Yeah. Do you think, I imagine that heightens the stress in some ways, but also do you think it heightens the excitement for both soloists and the orchestra itself?
I think it has both of those effects. There are times when musicians and I might wish for a little more time for attention to certain kinds of details. But on the other side of that coin, everybody is looking for those kinds of details in the moment, in the performance. And it keeps everybody focused in a different way than an ensemble that has had a plethora of time devoted to the preparation. You know, too much rehearsal can be a bad thing too. So we do keep it very fresh, and I, as a conductor, I feel it's a great challenge for me to get the most done in the least time. It's good for me. I think it's good for the musician. So that's our ambition.
And, of course, for these pop concerts, you have so many pieces. I mean, a typical orchestra concert might have, what, four or five pieces. And here at what I'm looking, you got like 18 maybe, something like that.
Yeah.
Including encores, which you will do. And then a surprise work, which is listed here as surprise work.
Yes.
So I don't know what it is, and I won't ask you. Do the soloists join you right away, or do they just come in right at the dress rehearsal? And
they arrived last night, so nobody is stale on this. You know, I, as I mentioned, Doug and I have done. In fact, we've done some of these numbers literally together. Begin the Begin is actually a repeat from last year because Doug's rendition is magnificent, and I couldn't. It happened to fit just right in this program. And I thought, well, it was so wonderful, and the audience loved it so much. I think it'll be welcome in this program too. So, some of these things we've done together, and some things, you know, the orchestra members have done before. So when we do an orchestral tribute to My Fair Lady, which opens the second half, on the one hand, it's the first go in the first rehearsal together, but the members of the orchestra all know these tunes, and that saves a whole lot of time.
Well, that's why they're called Pops concerts. The tunes are familiar not only to the audience, which is partly why the audience likes to come, but also to the orchestra. And that would help a lot. Well, since you mentioned Begin, we happen to have somebody here who's also a pretty good singer, or was. His name, Mario Lanza, doing this with an unnamed orchestra conducted by somebody named Sinatra, not Frank. His name, Ray Sinatra. Why don't we give a listen? This music will be on the concert tomorrow night in Washington, Illinois, by the Heartland Festival Orchestra.
When they begin, it brings back the sound of music so it brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars, and down by the shore an orchestra's playing. And even the palms seem to be swaying when they begin the begin. To live it again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart. And there we are, swearing forever, and promising never, never to part. What moments divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin the begin. Let the love that was once a fire remain an amber. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember when they begin. Oh yes, let them begin the begin. Make them play till the stars that were there before return above you. Until you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you. And we suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the begin. When they begin the
music by Cole Porter called Begin the Begin. Mario Lanza was singing with an orchestra conducted by Ray Sinatra here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And Doug Labreck will sing that with the Heartland Festival Orchestra conducted by David Commande tomorrow night at Five Points, Washington. The concert starts at 7:30. It's their annual New Year's greeting concert from Vienna to Broadway. And David Commande, my guest on Live and Local on today's program. By the way, While I'm thinking of it, if you enjoy the show, or for that matter, even if you don't, but you like lots of different kinds of music like country blues and old-time string music and Cajun and more, you might think about coming out tonight to a 2-hour live on-location concert called Radio Ballroom. It's live and local at Allerton Mansion at Allerton Park in Monticello. And our featured performers will be the Torino Payne Trio, Tom Torino, Matt Torino, and Sam Payne. And they'll be doing a mix of some of those styles I mentioned. And it's going to run from 7 to 9. It'll be sort of live and local live. I'll chat with the guests and let them play lots of music, and should be a lot of fun. You can either join us at Allerton Park, there's a small cover charge, or listen to the broadcast live here on FM 90.9. Didn't want to forget to mention that before we go on. Of course, we've played so far, I think, David, a couple of pieces that your soloists will be doing, well, solo, but you do have some duets.
That's right.
You mentioned My Fair Lady, but you've also got a wonderful one from a favorite show of mine, Brigadoon.
What an amazing thing. And my first direct encounter with Brigadoon was actually conducting live music to the movie. Because there's a wonderful program that's available to symphony orchestras, and Great Loves of the Silver Screen, and the producers of it supply the footage, the film footage, and the soundtrack with all the sounds except for the music, and the orchestra makes the music live in sync with the film, and that's an interesting conductor task, but it comes to mind because you mentioned Brigadoon, and there are so many wonderful tunes. There's great dancing, obviously, and then this duet, Almost Like Being in Love. What a gorgeous lyric, and what wonderful tune.
I played, I guess it was horn or else bass in the pit orchestra when I was in high school for a local production in my hometown in Pennsylvania of Brigadoon. I remember falling in love with the woman, probably a girl, who played, don't tell me, I just forgot it, Fiona.
Mm-hmm.
Although I can't remember her name anymore, but I think I've loved the show ever since. And, of course, this was one of the songs that is pretty hard not to fall in love with, Almost Like Being in Love. This will be sung by Doug Labreck and Lisa Vroman with the Heartland Festival Orchestra. And here we have, who do we have? David Brooks and Marion Bell from a CD that's actually called The Only Broadway CD You'll Ever Need, which can certainly be disputed. But in any event, let's give a listen. It's music that'll be sung tomorrow night in Washington, Illinois.
Maybe the sun gave me the power, for I could swim Loch Lomond and be home in half an hour. Maybe the air gave me the drive, for I'm all aglow and alive. What a day this has been, what a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in there's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling. I would swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. When we walked up the bridge, in mine, made the world kind of fine. like being in love.
Oh, the music of life seems to be
like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
Music by Lerner and Lowe. Well, I guess the music is by Frederick Lowe and Alan J. Lerner writing the lyrics in their teamwork. This is from Brigadoon, and Almost Like Being in Love featured vocalists, just lost it here again, David Brooks and Marion Bell. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. My guest is David Commande, conductor of the Heartland Festival Orchestra, who give their Vienna to Broadway concert tomorrow night, and Doug Lebrecht, Lisa Vroman, the featured vocalist who will be in that tune. David, in the promo for today's show, I mentioned the awards, I guess, in 2011 that the Illinois Council of Orchestras bestowed upon the Heartland Festival Orchestra and on you, I think, what is Professional Orchestra of the Year and Professional Conductor of the Year.
Yeah.
And I said that, well, I really kind of speculated in public that this is for a mix of high-quality performances. The somewhat casual approach you take, as I understand it, to the concert atmosphere, but also to the connections you, as an organization, have always made to the community. And this concert is no exception to that. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, we felt from our inception that we had an opportunity to demonstrate our connection with and our gratitude to our community in a special way. And so we have a so-called community partner for every concert. And the community partner is a charity which we choose, a local charity, with whom we share some of the proceeds of the concerts. And often, more importantly, for their purposes, we help to promote them in advance during our marketing for the concert itself. And we also have a representative of the community partner who comes out and says a few words before the beginning of the concert. In some cases, the donations come to them from our concert goers, but in any case, they become aware of the charity, and meaning our concert goers do. And some folks come to our concert who might not otherwise. So it's worked wonderfully. And our community partner tomorrow is the Greater Peoria Honor Flight. And this is a fascinating organization which is dedicated to making it possible for heroes of the Second World War who are still with us to get back to Washington, D.C. to visit the monuments that have been constructed in their honor, in the honor of these heroes from that great conflict. So it's a wonderful cause, and we're happy to feature them in our concert.
The program that you're doing tomorrow night will end with some music by Andrew Lloyd Webber. Actually, two different pieces. Think of Me, which Lisa Vroman will do, and then Music of the Night. Are you doing that one as a duet or orchestral? Or?
Well, the way these songs appear in the original, in the musical itself, they're often one voice joins the other at the critical moment dramatically. And that happens a little bit in the way that we put these two together. So, and everybody understands that Phantom and Christine are interacting in a very important way towards the conclusion of this musical. And essentially that's the moment that gets captured by our couple of excerpts.
Well, we have, as it happens, the version that I found in our library, although I'm sure I have another one, of the Music of the Night is the female voice only, so the role of Christine. And it's sung here by the person who originated that role, Sarah Brightman.
Mm.
And it's sort of hard to to go. That. It's hard to top the original, I guess.
I'll tell you, though, we're in good shape with Lisa Broman, who's appeared not only as Christine, but also as Fantine. Both, you know, at different times, obviously. Quite a magnificent voice. But I look forward to Sarah Brightman's version.
Yeah, so Fantine from Les Mis.
Les Mis, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we might as well say that Doug LeBrec also performing in at least a couple of roles, the Phantom and as Raoul.
Yes.
In Phantom of the Opera 2.
Mm-hmm.
It almost seems like for Pop's vocalists to have any real cachet, they need to have appeared in that show.
Well, you know, before we listen, I have to say this was really, you know, we touched on how and why our New Year's concert evolved to include the American musical. If you think back to the time of the Strauss brothers, the family, in the end of the 19th century, the popularity of their music, the importance of the waltz, the dance evenings in themselves, let alone the operettas, the light opera, is hard to describe, but you can't exaggerate it. It was immense. I mean, literally thousands of people would go to these evenings. And if you think about the current popularity, outside of, let's say, movies or maybe rock concerts, I would say that the American musical rivals in popularity the pleasure music of the end of the 19th century. I mean, just think how hard it is to get a ticket to see Wicked or, for the longest time, Phantom or, you know. So it's our current version of that earlier phenomenon.
And, of course, Andrew Lloyd Webber's musicals have occupied stages for years and years and years and years. And
top Phantom them
of
all.
There you go. Here's Music of the Night from Phantom of the Opera by Andrew Lloyd Webber, who did the music, and Sarah Brightman on Live and Local.
Thank you.
Music of the Night, of course, by Andrew Lloyd Webber from Phantom of the Opera, Sarah Brightman singing here on Live and Local. And Lisa Vroman and Doug LeBrecq will perform with the Heartland Festival Orchestra that tune. Lisa will also do something else from there, Think of Me, it's called, on tomorrow night's concert, which is called New Year's Greeting from Vienna to Broadway. Part three, I guess, third time around on doing that program. Five Points, Washington. Concert begins at 7:30. My guest, David Commande, who's the conductor of the orchestra. David, you also, coming back to the whole community thing, you also arrange for rides for people if they need them, don't they? Don't you?
We have buses that go from the northern side of Peoria over to Five Points, Washington. And, you know, of course, it won't affect your listenership, but the fact is we have two full buses now for this particular concert, which is one of our most popular. And in fact, if anybody listening wants to come, they should not waste too long to, probably at this point, the best thing would be go to the Five Points Washington website or get to that website through HeartlandFestivalOrchestra.org, either way, because you can get a ticket in advance online if they remain. So we're closing in. But yes, we have the buses, and it's been a hugely popular thing for some of the folks over here to get to Washington.
And of course, we do have some listeners in Peoria, and many listeners within spitting distance, so to speak, of Peoria. and it's worth a trip to hear wherever you may be to hear many of the orchestras that we talk about on this program. Whether they're in Springfield or Bloomington or Champaign-Urbana or Danville or Charleston or Peoria, where there, of course, are two orchestras, Heartland Festival Orchestra and the Peoria Symphony, of which David, for that matter, was formerly the music director. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, David, and it sounds like tomorrow should be a blast.
Thanks so much, Kevin. I'm really looking forward to it. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
And here is the music, actually, that will open that concert. We'll close today's program with it. It's by Franz von Suppé, and it's his Light Cavalry Overture. The Montreal Symphony is led by Charles Dutoit here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The Light Cavalry Overture by Franz von Suppé, performed by the Montreal Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Charles Dutoit. That music will open tomorrow night's concert by the Heartland Festival Orchestra at Five Points, Washington, Illinois. That starts at 7:30. Support for our broadcast today comes from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium in Urbana. Live music is featured on the weekends in the Corkscrew's Bouvant's Wine Bar. This Friday night at 6 o'clock, it's Brian Holloway, and then at 8:30, Jeff Arrigo. On Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m., it's Eric Lund. Details are on the Corkscrew's Facebook page. And I want to be sure to mention that tonight at 7 o'clock at Allerton Park in Monticello, there's a very special live and local special. It's called Radio Ballroom Live and Local at the Allerton Mansion. I'll be there as your host and conversationalist with the three members of the Torino Payne Trio, Tom and Matt Torino and Sam Payne. And they're playing quite a mix of styles, bluegrass, country blues, old-time string music, and Cajun, and perhaps more. It runs from 7 to 9, so a special two-hour edition of the show. You can go see it live at Allerton Park, or you can listen to the live broadcast right here on FM 90.9. Radio Ballroom, live and local at Allerton Mansion, tonight from 7 to 9. Hope you can join us one place or the other. Here are some other events going on in our listening area this weekend that you can see and hear live. I mentioned already in a couple of things at Bouvant's Wine Bar. In just a couple of minutes, you can hear Jeff Helgeson and Condition Blue at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana. Chuck Senrick plays jazz at Jim's Steakhouse in Bloomington. That's this evening at 7 o'clock. And it's Judy Page and Speakeasy at the Contemporary Arts Center in Peoria. That comes up soon at 5:30. Tomorrow, the Painkillers are at the Iron Post in Urbana at 6 o'clock. They play the blues and the Jazz Friends Quintet Saturday, Bouvant's in Urbana, 7 o'clock. On Sunday, it's Sounds of Cuba with Sandunga at Champaign Public Library, Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock. And finally, a bluegrass group called Railroad Earth playing at the Castle Theater in Bloomington Sunday night at 8 o'clock. This is 90.9 WYLL-FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. Forecast calls for rain tonight. Low temperature will be around 32 degrees with southerly winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Also, 20% chance of rain or snow in the morning, high of 38 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-20s, and Sunday it'll be blustery, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-40s. We're currently at 39 degrees at 4:59. Stay tuned for All Things Considered from NPR. For Live and Local, I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks for joining us. Thank you.